Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hold on, hold on. Sweet talking Lola. Hold on.
Hey, hello, and sweet talking woman. Good morning. It's Century 105, the only station that's giving away 105 holidays in 105 days with our friends at Co-op Travel.
From the heart of the Northwest on 105.4 FM, this is Century 105 News.
Century 105.
The 9 o'clock news. Good morning. I'm James Rea.
Northwest weather.
With St. Helens Glass, windows and conservatories with a touch more class.
Hi, Madonna, good morning to you. It is not going to be a pleasant day today. It's quite cold. There's some strong and gusty winds around as well. And a lot of cloud winds, a lot of rain off and off throughout the day today. Maximum temperatures are 12 degrees centigrade, 54 Fahrenheit.
105.4, Century 105.
Two great years, one great show. Morgan's Golden Hour on Century 105.
All right, it's the Golden Hour Part 1 on Century 105. It's the year when the threepenny bit ceased to be legal tender. T-Rex and Get It On, Bang A Gong. It's the year then that the threepenny bit became ceased to be legal tender. You could get lucky baggers in that day for less than a threepenny bit. It was the year when Chelsea managed to beat a European side 13-0 in the European Cup Winners' Cup second round. And George Best, the wayward star of Manchester United, became the first victim of the referee revolution. The referees decided that if the English clubs were to play in Europe, that they had to get tough with things like the professional foul, deliberately handing up the ball, and abuse of officials. The first player to be sent off was George Best. It was a game at Chelsea, which Manchester United lost 3-2. All right, the Golden Hour, Part 1 on Century 105, but from which year?
Riding along on the pushback, honey.
All right, it's the year that Edward Heath was out in his boat called the Morning Cloud. It's also the year when Harvey Smith was disqualified from show jumping for making a two-finger gesture at the judges. He said it was for victory. I'm sure he was.
Through the long grass, past the tall trees.
Great songs today, Marmalade, The Mixtures and T-Rex on the Golden Hour Part 1 from Century 105. But from which year is it?
Century Traffic.
With the phone people and one-to-one. If you want a phone people, call the phone people.
Still very heavy on the motorway network across our patch. Not helped really by the weather. We've had heavy rain.
Two great years, one great show. Morgan's Golden Hour on Century 105.
Century 105.
Lynn Anderson with the Rose Garden on the Golden Hour, Part 1. It's the year when Arsenal win the FA Cup and the League Double as well. Jackie Stewart wins the Monaco Grand Prix. Mick Jagger marries Bianca. And the Daily Mail starts life as a tabloid newspaper. But the scene across the whole of the UK was ladies in hot pants. Great hot pants for great legs. And the Royal Enclosure at Ascot said that girls and ladies could come in with hot pants this year, only if the general effect was satisfactory. The Golden Hour, Part 1. This was a hit in 1964, and then it was re-released, and it was hit in this year. So which year is it? The Tams and Hey Girl, Don't Bother Me. It's the Golden Hour, Part 1 on Century 105. Now, we haven't got the year yet, and with Arsenal winning the double, you're bound to have it. But if you haven't got the year yet, this next bit may help you.
If you drive a car registered before December 97...
Century 105.
All right, then, the Golden Hour Part 1. Hi to Michael, to Tony and Adam, who are working hard at a butcher shop in Oldham at the moment. They've got the year bang on. To Christine and also to Samantha, who've got it absolutely bang on as well. If you need another clue, when Arsenal won the FA Cup, it was a dramatic goal by Charlie George that did it.
You
must have it now. In the charts, Paul McCartney.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair.
Congratulations, if you got the year right, 1971 on the Golden Hour Part 1. Well done to you. Great, brace yourself because the Golden Hour Part 2 is coming up.
Century 105 News Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Adrian Whitfield.
Aircheckdownloads.com.